Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Fiber Fueled by Dr. Wobulsiewicz. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change the way you look at a salad?
Oh, absolutely. Hi, everyone. So this book is by a gastroenterologist who basically says the health of your entire body depends on the trillions of microbes living in your gut. And the way to keep them happy is fiber.
Right? And he's not just talking about the kind of fiber that keeps you regular. He calls it the fuel for your gut bacteria. When they eat fiber, they produce these short-chain fatty acids, especially butyrate, that reduce inflammation and even talk to your brain.
Exactly. Butyrate is like a miracle compound. It strengthens your intestinal barrier, prevents leaky gut, and regulates appetite and mood. The more fiber you eat, the more butyrate your microbes produce.
So the standard Western diet is basically starving our gut bacteria. We eat all this processed food, animal products, refined carbs, and our microbiome suffers. He calls that imbalanced dysbiosis.
Right.
And that imbalance is linked to inflammation, weight gain, digestive disorders, and chronic diseases. The solution is to eat a wide variety of plant foods. He recommends 30 different types of plants each week.
30 plants a week? That sounds like a lot. But he breaks it down. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, herbs, spices, and they all count. A single salad can have 8 or more plants.
And the key is diversity. Each species of gut microbe prefers different types of fiber. If you eat the same few foods every day, you only feed a small part of your microbial community. The rest starve.
So variety is more important than volume. That makes sense. He also debunks a lot of fears about plant foods. People worry about anti-nutrients in beans and grains, like lectins and phytates.
Right.
He says those fears are largely unfounded, especially when you soak, sprout, or cook them. And those same compounds often act as prebiotics or antioxidants. The benefits far outweigh any theoretical risks.
He also takes on keto and paleo. Those diets cut out carbs, which means they cut out fiber. And when you starve your gut bacteria, you end up with less diversity and more inflammation.
He acknowledges that some people feel better initially because they're cutting out processed foods. But long term, a low fiber diet is not worth it. Your gut needs that fuel.
There's a section on weight loss that blew my mind. He says your gut bacteria actually affect how many calories you absorb from food. Some microbes are more efficient at harvesting energy. So two people eating the same meal can absorb different calories.
Right.
And they also influence your appetite hormones. So improving your gut health through fiber can literally change how your body processes food and regulates hunger. It's not about willpower. It's biology.
And then there's the gut-brain connection. The vagus nerve carries signals both ways. When your gut bacteria produce butyrate, it travels to your brain and affects your mood, anxiety, even decision-making.
Studies show that people with depression have less diverse microbiomes. Dietary interventions that increase fiber can improve mental health outcomes. It's not a cure-all, but it's a powerful tool.
He also talks about digestive disorders. He treats patients with IBS, IBD, acid reflux. His argument is that many of these are driven by an imbalanced microbiome, and diet can address the root cause.
Right.
He presents evidence that high-fiber plant-based diets can reverse constipation, reduce bloating, heal leaky gut, and even induce remission in some cases of ulcerative colitis and Crohn's. That's huge.
But he's honest about the transition. If you suddenly eat a lot of fiber, you'll get gas and bloating. That's not a sign it's bad. It's your bacteria adjusting. He recommends starting small and building up.
And he emphasizes chewing thoroughly, drinking water, and listening to your body. The goal is to let your microbiome adapt at a comfortable pace. It's not about suffering.
The 30-plant challenge is really practical. He gives sample meal plans, grocery lists, recipes. Even small changes, like adding beans to lunch or snacking on nuts, can make a difference over time.
And he addresses concerns about protein and nutrients. All plant foods contain protein, the idea that plant proteins are incomplete is a myth. He also covers iron, calcium, and B12, with guidance on supplementation if needed.
He's not dogmatic about veganism. He encourages a diet that's predominantly plants, with flexibility for small amounts of animal products if you want. The focus is on feeding your gut bacteria.
The book also touches on the environmental impact. A plant-rich diet is better for the planet, reducing greenhouse gases and deforestation. Our personal health and planetary health are connected.
I think the core message is to shift your focus from counting calories to counting plants. Instead of asking if a food is high in protein or low in carbs, ask if it feeds your gut bacteria.
If that resonates and you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. They have over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles, and you can read or listen in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
The one thing I'm taking away is that fiber is not just roughage. It's the fuel for the microbial engine that drives our health. Eat more plants, and your gut will thank you.
Feed your gut, and the rest follows. We'll see you in the next one.